we're going to spend a few more minutes here on Shamita's last story, the ransomware story, and how it's affecting big companies and maybe individuals around here if you work for an institution that's affected. So listeners, help us report the ransomware story locally. Let's see if there's any impact in our area. 212-433-WNYC. Call 212-433-9692 if you are tackling the WannaCry ransomware situation at your office this morning. Have you been at it all weekend to update your software to prevent it? What steps are you taking and your company? I know various people at companies around New York that were scrambling this weekend to make sure that their Windows-based computer systems don't get affected. Have you experienced the virus? Tell us what's going on out there. Help us report the ransomware story if it's affecting you or someone you know at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And I don't know if we'll get any calls, but if anybody is dealing with this personally, as an individual, which I think is not happening so much, or at your company, 212-433-9692. And to fill us in a little bit is Paul Wagonsale, cyber editor for Tom's Guide, a site that writes about tech products. Paul, thanks for coming on short notice. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian.
So I see that about 150 different countries, most people don't know that there are 150 different countries, experienced the cyber attack starting on Friday. Concern over the weekend was for what would happen come the start of business today, and here we are. What's the word?
Oh, the word is that, it's hitting China pretty hard. That's probably because a lot of Chinese businesses and consumers run outdated or pirated version of Windows, specifically Windows XP. It's not hitting Australia and New Zealand as badly as they'd fear.
Now, I read a tweet from an aviation engineer this morning, and he wrote, "We lost all company data files in a ransomware attack. Robust antivirus didn't, can't. Stop it. Full backup and quick recovery is the answer." Is it striking companies in the United States? You just mentioned China, New Zealand, Australia. How about here?
Yes, it did, and it is, for a couple of different reasons that we are better protected than some other countries. American companies generally update their software more frequently and more rapidly than companies in other countries. And I think in general, American companies also do run antivirus software and have strong sort of prevention software built into their systems.
Windows XP, that particular version of Windows, is that where the hole is primarily?
Not really. It's actually in all versions of Windows. It's just that Windows XP was not supported, has basically lost security updates for the past 3 years. It's not supported by Microsoft anymore. And yet many companies around the world continue to use it, and you'll find it often in like medical facilities. A lot of older medical technology, medical devices will still run Windows XP.
I read that FedEx was one of the companies affected. Does that mean that FedEx deliveries are being messed with if they're currently in the system in the United States?
I think that's a possibility, yes.
Microsoft is being critical of governments and how they store information. Microsoft says they had released a security update in March that should have taken care of this, but are people, even big global companies and government institutions, just not in the habit of updating systems when updates are available?
Well, Microsoft is mad at the government specifically because this is spreading because the malware uses a repurposed national security exploit. It's actually a spyware tool that was developed by the NSA and held in secret until someone broke in and stole the tool and then released it in April. The NSA actually went ahead and told Microsoft about it a month earlier. So the Microsoft's March patch for everybody would have actually fixed the hole. It's just like not everyone applied it.
Harry in Forest Hills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Harry.
Hello, how are you?
I'm getting a bit
of wind. I'm not going to conspiracy theory, but I have a speculation that what if this is from the NSA with China and Russia as the primary target as a retaliation to the voter and other government computer attacks?
Is that possible? And can you explain the role of the NSA? I heard that this got out because of leaked NSA information. So is this I haven't heard Edward Snowden's name in particular attached to this, but somebody leaked something from the NSA, or what? How did this get out, and what's the NSA's role and relationship to it?
The actual infection vector, or the way that it gets into computers, was actually an NSA tool, and it was stolen from the NSA. And then it was put online in April by a group called the Shadow Brokers.
So who stole it?
We don't know. It wasn't Edward Snowden. It's possible that there's another. There was a guy who was arrested last fall, a contractor who worked for both the NSA and I think the CIA. And it's possible that they got it from him, deliberately or otherwise. He was arrested for holding a lot of NSA code on his computer at home. It's possible that he gave this to someone else, or that someone else broke into his computer and stole it from him.
And this is, not to sow any confusion, this is very different from anything we associate with Edward Snowden. No matter what one may think of Edward Snowden, he did what he seemed to think was in the public interest by revealing what the NSA was doing to collect our metadata, et cetera. This seems to be a theft for personal gain, because ransomware is exactly that. They're asking these companies for ransom to get their computer data back, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. This is a cyber criminal effort. This is entirely for financial gain.
How would the ransom work? Who would people actually pay the ransom to, and why wouldn't that catch the thief?
You pay it to a Bitcoin address, which is, as you may know, an anonymized cryptocurrency. You basically buy Bitcoin online and transfer a certain amount of Bitcoin to a specific Bitcoin address. No one knows where that address is.
Michael in Sparta, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to chime into what your guest is saying. I'm a CISSP, which is a Certified Information System Security Professional, and absolutely dead on about the backup and recovery. I lecture quite a bit on ransomware, and the number one thing that I tell all of my audiences is make sure that you know where your data is, make sure you're backing up that data so that you can recover it in this type of situation.
So that's advice for everybody at all times. Michael, as this appears to you, and Paul asks you too, do individuals and their individual computers remain immune from this? Is this only an attack on companies and other institutions because they're the ones who can pay ransom?
Well, yes and no.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Michael, okay. you can go ahead first. Michael, go ahead.
Sure.
I'm not going to speak to this particular attack. What I'll speak to is ransomware in general. And the fact is that no one is immune from a ransomware attack. And therefore, they need to make sure they keep their systems updated with the latest patch levels. And that's whether they're Microsoft or Apple or any other operating system. They need to make sure they have those backups. And they need to just have a certain awareness of phishing attacks. And that's really the way this attack was propagated. And I'll let your caller say something.
Our guest. And, Michael, thank you. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd say that's definitely true for ransomware in general. You need to back up your software, and you actually probably should back it up in two different places, one with maybe an online service, an online backup service, and then second with a local drive, something that you have attached to your computer. Second of all, we haven't seen many reports. I haven't seen any reports of this actually affecting WannaCry, affecting home computer users. That's not saying it isn't doing so, but I haven't seen any reports of it, and that may be because this may not be spreading via phishing emails. We haven't seen any phishing emails examples connected to WannaCry, and it may be actually behaving as a worm, literally jumping from one system to another through the internet because of the specific NSA tool that was being used. Which, if your corporate computer network is improperly set up, it exposes certain things to the internet and maybe using that to get into systems.
So last thing, Microsoft says this ransomware attack is a wake-up call. Is there a wake-up call to us as individual users or just smaller companies? And certainly I know there are small business owners listening, as there always are, or just governments and huge companies, or all of the above?
It's all of the above. Really huge companies are actually going to have a pretty good security posture, especially in the United States. But smaller businesses and consumers may not, especially smaller businesses and medical facilities that don't always update their software or can't for various reasons. This is going to really have to bring about a sea change in the way these systems are kept updated.
But no effect on American hospitals so far that you know of, right? It sounds so dangerous what's going on in the UK with so many of the medical institutions there affected, doctors not able to get records, things like that.
Yeah. I think that's one reason, because the NHS is really kind of strapped for cash and hadn't really updated its software in a long time.
Paul Wagonsale, cyber editor for Tom's Guide, a site that writes about tech products. Thank you so much for giving us these few minutes.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More in a minute.